The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello. Hi, what's up? Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Halfway through. That's the good news. Before you know it, we'll be chanting one more sleep. And before you know it, it's going to be Friday. And then it's the weekend. Yay. It's getting brighter, though. Charlotte mentioned this morning. It's not quite. And Charlotte doesn't know about this. Jess has a tradition. There's a day that happens. It's usually in May, though.
I know, it's still dark outside a little bit, but it is. It's like a hint.
We're getting closer, though. Jess,
it's
like literally
a hint of like a little inch of brightness there, though.
We call it Jess Hog Day. She hates that name, but we call it that.
No one calls it that. Just you call it that.
She literally will, like, all of a sudden freak out because it'll be, like, bright at 6 o'clock in the morning. And she'll just have this, like, this meltdown because it'll be, like, literally, like...
When it feels like 3 p.m., but at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, it's a big deal. Yeah. It's a big deal for us and everyone that wakes up this early in the 6 o'clock club because you know what that feels like when you feel... You just get a chance at feeling like a normal human being.
Jess Hog Day.
Being
not
awake.
Yet. She just... We don't know when it happens,
but
all of a sudden...
No one calls it that.
She just...
Literally no one calls it
happens,
that.
Happens, and so
That's
we celebrate.
That's not a thing. We're not calling it that.
So, Would You Rather Wednesday. This is where we give you two scenarios. They're both kind of unfortunate, and you just got to choose which one would you rather. Would you rather, and it's a spring break week, by the way, for a bunch of kids here. That's why the squad seems a little smaller this week.
Hmm.
Would you rather spend a week on spring break with a bunch of high school seniors or spend a week in a nursing home with a bunch of actual seniors? Like, you have to, like, live that actual lifestyle. So, like, you'd have to, like, live in the nursing home and, like, be, like, in that lifestyle. Or on spring break with a bunch of seniors in high school living that lifestyle. Which one would you rather and why? We'll start with Jess.
I'm going seniors nursing home.
Yeah.
I am.
And why?
Because, like, I want to go on a nice walk in the Rose Garden.
Yeah.
And hang out with my besties.
Okay.
And do crafts and, like, be cozy in my sweaters and maybe do, like, a little jazzercise class as well.
Yeah.
I'll lead it. It really sounds relaxing and nice. And that's where I'm going to go.
Charlotte?
So I'm delusional in that I think I can still hang with the kids.
You're not too far off. Charlotte's the youngest one on the show, so she may still be able to live that life, possibly.
And, like, my sister and I, she's 5 years younger than me, so, like, she wasn't that age that long ago, and I could easily hang out with her and her friends.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think I would have to go that one, because sometimes old people are, like, really mean.
It's true, and that's honestly, because at first I think of the lifestyle, and I'm like, bro, I could, like, lay in, like, the reclinable bed all day. I could, like, go play the bingo. That's fine. But I think about the people.
Yeah.
I think about the people. Like, when I used to go visit my grandma, she lived in a nursing home for a while. And, like, I think of some of those people are so mean. And, like, the drama.
That's why they need company.
Like, the drama.
A lot of people don't have company. A lot of people don't have people to come see them.
I don't know if I could do it. Like, and it's, y'all know, like, I couldn't, I don't know that I could go, like, hang. But I feel like I might have to hang with the high schoolers because, like, I don't know if I could deal with the drama of, like, the assisted
Y'all think
living.
High schoolers don't have drama?
Yeah, what's going to happen when one of them is like, you look like Macaulay Culkin?
You're literally going to run away.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
With egg prices spiking again, a lot of families cannot really afford to dye them for Easter as a fun activity. The latest decorating trend online is highlighting the idea of replacing eggs with marshmallows. And the marshmallow brand Jet Puffed actually released an Easter decorating kit for their marshmallows, and it has been selling out very quickly. The Jet Puffed Dip and Decorate Marshmallow Kit includes a bag of jumbo marshmallows, colorings, pens, and other supplies to decorate them, and you can find it exclusively at Walmart. One online user says, if you can't find it and it's sold out in your local Walmart, then just get your hands on a regular bag of marshmallows and decorate those instead.
I mean, it makes sense, though. There's kinda. No point spending. Why waste the money on
I didn't even think about that, to be honest.
Sure. Number two.
To get fans ready for the streaming debut of Happy Gilmore 2, the original comedy will be coming to the big screen just before the sequel's premiere. Happy Gilmore returns to theaters for 2 days only this month on April 27th and April 30th. And tickets for the movie's return are available now. And then Happy Gilmore 2 debuts on Netflix July 25th.
Excited?
I am excited, but I feel like they're doing this so much with bringing like old school movies back to the theaters. We're literally going to go see Star Wars later this month, Return of the Sith, and like Gerald's planning, Garage Boy's planning for this and all this kind of stuff. But I am really excited for Happy Gilmore 2.
Are we burnt out on nostalgia, you feel like? I mean, is nostalgia losing its nostalgia, you think?
I don't think so, because there's a lot of us, depending on what age you are, that were really little or missed out on the original debut of when that movie went to theaters.
Yeah.
And I think that's still going to appeal to a lot of people. Mm.
Number one.
The All Things Go Festival is coming back to Columbia this fall. The festival announced its 2025 lineup for September at Merriweather with headliners such as Noah Kahan, Dochi, and Claro. This will be Dochi's first ever festival headline show. The three-day festival features more than 40 artists, including Kesha, Lola Young, The Marías, and so many more. The three-day spans from Friday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th at Merriweather. Fan presale is actually going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m., and then public on sale is this Friday, April 18th.
Was this the one you were just saying was really expensive?
Yeah, so I've been going for years, and this year the prices are just outrageous, and it like breaks my heart because I feel like it's becoming less of a like cool local thing, and now people are like flying in. And me and so many people have been begging them to do like a local presale so that local people can.
That would be so fair.
But they won't listen, and they keep tracking the prices up more, and it makes me sad.
Do you think it's because of the lineup of artists? And I mean, like Dochi, for this to be her first ever headlining festival show, it's a massive deal.
But they've had really big names the past few years too. Like
Chapel, that's what I was going
to
ask
Chapel
you.
Chapel was supposed to play last year but ended up being sick.
Right, right.
But they did add a third day this year.
Okay, so it hasn't been typically two?
Yes. It started out as one, I believe, and it's just continued to grow over the years. So it'll be really interesting to see.
It's just the concert economy, man.
Like, yeah.
It's just, everything is so, that's just one of those economies that I feel, I was telling Jess, I saw yesterday that 60% of people that went to Coachella this year literally had to finance their tickets.
I believe
60% of people had to finance their ticket. Like, that's scary. That's a scary amount of people. I mean, just between that and just, we talked a couple of weeks ago, people that have to just pay for their, or have to finance their DoorDash nowadays.
Yes,
it's like,
yes.
Times are tough, man. Things are getting more expensive and people have less money where it's, I just don't know where the give is going to give.
Especially when it comes to concerts and shows.
Yeah, for sure.
This is Jess and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. The internet is pretty split about what Bill Gates has decided to leave his children with their inheritance. So in a recent interview on a podcast, Bill Gates basically said that his three kids will only inherit less than 1%. Now, Forbes estimates that he's worth about $101.2 billion. So before everyone is like at the less than 1%, 1% is still at least $1 billion. Okay.
These kids are not going to go hungry.
For each of his kids, right?
Yeah.
And here is his reasoning. Bill Gates basically was like, in my case, my kids got a great upbringing and education, but less than 1% of the total wealth because I decided I wouldn't be doing them any favors if I were to give them anything.
Yeah.
He's also saying, I'm not building a dynasty. I'm not asking them to run Microsoft. And he wants to give his kids the chance to build their own earning and success. And if you're wondering what he's going to do with the rest of that money, that's going to charity.
So here's the thing is, like it or not, we're all kind of getting to that age where one day our parents are going to pass away. And I know I'm getting to that point now. My parents are in their 70s. And I know that one... sooner than later, my parents are going to pass away. And I know that that inheritance is going to be coming my way. Now, it just is what it is.
The tone, was diabolical.
It just
sir.
Is what it is. It is
Your
what it is.
Your tone was diabolical.
So I was talking about this on my podcast actually this week.
Oh, where really?
I was, no, I was. I was talking about it with my mom. I do, and in case you don't know, this all makes sense. I do a podcast with my mom called Certified Mama's Boy, right? And we were talking about it because I'm like, every time you spend money, I get kind of mad because I'm like, that's my inheritance you're spending right there.
Oh, my.
In a joking sense.
Yes,
but,
yes, yes.
But
sure,
here's the thing.
Sure. He's like, that's another pan I'm not getting.
Right, that's my frying pan you're spending there.
Crazy.
But like, let's be honest, like what are we kind of expecting our parents to pass on to us? Like, would you be upset if your parents only left you 1% of their wealth and just said, hey, listen, like, you shouldn't, like, I went out and busted my ass, like,
yeah,
you should go out and bust your ass too, just because I was lucky in life and I worked hard and it all worked out for me. That doesn't mean you should have the same thing. Like, I'll be honest, if my parents left me 1%, I'd be pretty upset.
Really?
I'd be pretty upset.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you be mad?
There's just something that feels wrong about that.
Why?
Because I'm their kid. I'm their kid.
Okay.
I didn't choose to come into this world. You chose me to come into this world. You wanted me.
Okay.
I didn't say birth me. And you're going to leave me 1%?
Like, yeah, no, that's fair. But they brought you in and then they did what they needed to do up until you were 18, though. You know, they did
Jessica,
their part. They provided for you. Here are my thoughts on this. So as far as Bill Gates goes, I think he brought up really great points. He's like, I've given you the best life on the planet. I've sent you to all of these insane schools and all the things like that. It's y'all's bad if you have been not saving the money that you've already had. They're still getting money and he's choosing to give it to charity for the people who really need it. I think that's incredible. In my situation, I do not expect anything.
You're such a liar.
No,
nothing?
Let me tell you. Honestly, like, and here it is in my mind. Like, I grew up watching my parents work extremely hard, and both of them, I had witnessed them work multiple jobs at certain times and did everything that they could to put me in certain places that they had never experienced before. And we struggled for a really, really long time, and they did everything they could to make sure I always ate, I had uniforms that I needed. Even like a lot of the times, like I went to a school that I should not have been at because we couldn't afford it, and it was very uncomfortable. And they worked really, really hard for me and have done everything they can during that time that I felt like was their responsibility. At this point, with everything that they've done, my parents just started traveling for themselves probably within the last 5 years. I've never witnessed them do that before. I love that for them so much. And if that means that I don't get anything when they pass on, so be it. Please, please go enjoy and take that trip to Hawaii that you've worked your entire life for. Like, don't, why? Why? You know what I mean?
Your dad's listening to this right now being like, 1% it is.
No, and I can tell you, actually, this is actually a real story. This is a conversation that we had recently, and he told me about some things, and I literally was like, why?
Yeah.
I said, if there's anything that you and mom can do now that you guys want to do together, please do that.
For me, 3 kids, I better get 1/3. 1/3 coming my way, man.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, $1,000 in free gas. Play these questions along right now with us. See how many of these you can answer today. Caller 10 is up. Who is this? Hi.
This is Kat.
What's up, Kat?
Hey, Kat, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Kat, we're good. Kat, you're number 10. You ready to go for this today?
I think so.
Let's do it, girl. You got this.
The not selling me on it, but it's okay. It's all right,
well, I
Kat.
Got Abby and Zoe in the car, too.
Wait, two Abby and Zoe?
Yep.
Abby and Zoe.
What are we doing? Why are we not on spring break right now? What's the deal?
We had spring break in March.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Well, you guys are, yeah. All right. We're heading right towards summer then. All right, gang. Well, let's go. We'll explain the rules, and we're going to play for this $1,000 in free dash in gas. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we'll come back to them only if there is time at the end. Kat, you ready to play?
I think so, yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, what is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story?
Woody.
Correct. Question number two, what color do you get when you mix red and blue?
Purple.
Correct. Question number three, which ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
The Atlantic Ocean.
Correct. Question number four, what sport do you use a racket and a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Correct. Question number five, what do you call a word that's the same forwards and backwards?
Pass.
Question number six, what show follows the Dutton family on a Montana ranch?
Yellowstone.
Correct. Question number seven, which part of the brain controls movement and coordination?
Pass.
Question number five, what do you call a word that's the same forwards and backwards?
You know it. You know it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second.
Yo, that was crazy,
Kat. Yo, you're
Kat.
Flying through those,
one,
though, man.
One, two, three, four, five. Felt, you just knew five just out of your own knowledge? That was crazy.
It. She got it. It's because this is, wherever you you guys go to school is a smart, because, like, you were blowing through these ones, man. That's because y'all had spring break early. Everybody else is taking the week off. Y'all the smart school. Yo, all right, let's go through these, because really, these last two questions would have won y'all $1,000, and that's pretty dang good. Jessica?
Yeah, the answer to question number five is a palindrome.
Palindrome.
And question number seven, do you know that one now? Which part of the brain controls movement and coordination?
The motor.
Yeah, it's the cerebellum.
Cerebellum.
Cerebellum. Yeah. That's okay. Hey, yo, all in all, not bad at all.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
You guys really came in strong.
And I'm sure Abby and Zoe were there for emotional support. We appreciate y'all too.
Yep, you guys did really good. So it's all good. Here's the good thing with this game. It's like no harm, no foul. Tomorrow we come back. We get seven more questions worth $1,000 in free gas. And so hopefully you guys will call back and we'll try it all over again. Same time tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their Spike Burger, a griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dashin.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Alyssa. I'm 8 years old, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. This is my joke. What do you call a bear that jumps but never lands?
What do you call a bear that jumps but never lands? Okay, all right.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
All right, y'all. This should be a fun weekend. It's going to be an interesting week. Like, if you're a kid listening right now, we need your help more than ever because it's a spring break week for a lot of kids. So, like, focus, dial in, let's go with kid jokes. If you've never been here before for this, Jess, what is this?
It's your kids that take over our show, and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke that they have, and then we do our best to try and solve them, but it's a lot harder than you think it is.
Funny kids, call the Kid Joke Hotline, 855-KID-JOKE, 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us your joke. We try to solve it. Alyssa, the joke again was...
What do you call a bear that jumps but never lands?
What do you call a bear that jumps but never lands?
What?
Really? Jumps?
All I'm thinking is like the workout bear. Exercise bear crawl.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I think like gummy bear. Like
oh, bear gummy bear. Jumps. A bear blueberry. What other things have bear?
Blueberry.
Eat a panda.
What?
Peter Panda.
Oh, because he's flying?
Because he flies.
Oh, duh. Okay.
That was good. Actually, that was solid. You had to think about it really hard.
That was cute.
But damn, that was good.
That was cute.
855 Kid Joke. That's good.
Hi, my name is Blake, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm calling from Aberdeen. And my joke today is, why did the tomato blush?
Aw.
Why did the tomato blush?
Tomatoes. Something about like ripe.
There's probably feelings involved here.
Tomato,
let's get emotional for
tomato,
a second.
Tomato. Embarrassed.
Okay.
Because
embarrassed.
Something about vines. What do tomatoes do? If I was a tomato, what would I do? I'd roll off the vine. I'd hop away.
I feel like you're getting colder.
Soup.
The more you talk, the colder you're getting.
Because it saw a salad dressing.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's all a salad dressing. You get embarrassed. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We were getting there just very slowly.
Thank you, Blake.
Poorly. All right.
Hi, my name is Samuel. I'm 10, and I'm from Lexington, Maryland. My joke is, why don't you take a Pokemon to the bathroom with you?
Why don't you take your Pokemon to the bathroom with you?
Pikachu, because he's going to peek at you.
Peek at you. Right? Because he's going to peek at you.
Because it might peek at you.
It might peek at you.
Samuel, yeah.
I was like, dang it, I know very little about Pokemon.
I got you.
Assist on that.
I got you.
855 kid joke. If you're a funny kid with a good joke, we, as adults, will try to solve them, okay?
My name is Adeline. I am 7 years old, and I'm calling from Bel Air, Maryland. My joke is, what would you call a fly without wings?
What do you call a fly without wings?
A bug, like what kind of, like a different kind of bug?
I feel like it's gonna be sad.
I know.
My heart just it's like
fly
squat,
without splat. Wings.
Fly without wings would be like
a worm. Sad.
I know. I feel like my heart's kind of
sad.
I'm like bracing for impact on this one.
Ollie, I automatically, this has nothing to do with the joke. I just immediately was thinking about the caterpillar in Bug's Life. How he wants to be a butterfly so bad.
Okay.
I'm kind of sad.
Let's all just get sad for this one. What is it? Is it going to be sad? Just
a walk.
A what?
A walk. Oh, because it's a fly without. Oh. Okay. What was it?
Why do you make it so deep?
Why are we like making our, taking
she's
our
like,
trauma
she's
out
like,
of
the fly's walking. Relax. What the heck?
Our bad. Were you nervous doing this?
Yeah.
Were you? I couldn't really tell. I mean, you look really, I mean, honestly, super comfortable.
I was nervous before, I don't know what I would call it, like the tunnel. I don't even know where I was underground. I was nervous in there. And then once I got on the field, it was like an outer body experience. So I actually don't know what happened until I saw the video.
There's a lot of screaming. Yeah. This is mixed, by the way. It's Kramer and Jess. We just got the video back of Jess hosting the hot dog race over at Camden Yards. And I'm sure you probably kept up with this saga, but in case you don't know what we're talking about, you don't fill them in where we're at with this.
This all started from me actually not getting a job. I applied to be a Camden Frank, one of the hot dogs, relish, ketchup, mustard, but for the role of relish for the Orioles. Unfortunately, I did not get the gig because I am not tall enough. Yes, there is a real height requirement. I do understand now. Me standing next to those hot dogs, there ain't no
tall,
way.
Yeah,
there ain't no way. But the Orioles were nice enough to invite me out to allow me to guest judge the hot dog race and also, news to me, commentate the race on the field.
So we just got this video back of Jess doing it, like the actual in-field or in-stadium performance of everything, like the video they showed on the Jumbotron. Gonna play it for you because I think, honestly, Jess killed it. And so see what you think. Listen to this.
We have mustard, ketchup, relish, and we also have Jess from 106.5 The Morning Show. She's here to commentate the rest. Jess, are you ready?
I'm so ready. Birdland, are you ready?
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, here we go. Who's going to take the win? Mustard pushing the sauces out of the ray. We got ketchup. Oh, wait, is relish skipping her weight?
Wait, really quick. Did they tell you what to say? Did they give you any kind of like commentary of like how to do this? Or were they just like, hey, go out there and just say what's happening?
Before I walked out, it's me, the Oriole bird, and 3 hot dogs, right? I'm serious. You think this is a joke?
That sounds like a terrible joke.
I swear to you, okay. This was real life. They're like, go out there, be yourself, don't hold back. And I was like, say less. That's what happened.
To the winning line? Ketchup is kind of going to catch up right now. Wait, 3D, are you running interference right now? Mustard's going down! Relish is taking the lead! Let's go, Relish!
Wow.
You got this win! Relish is the winner! Come on, you got this! Relish, run! What are you doing? Go faster! They're catching up! Go! Go! Go!
Dude, best day of my life, you guys. That is seriously on a microphone that is being blasted throughout Camden Yards. Like, so in the beginning, that's Dennis. That's the in-game host. 3D, you hear me mention. That is his son, who also is also co-hosting for the day because it was kids opening day. And before I went on, I was like, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about to be really excited. Like, can I just do whatever? And they were like,
go for it. And you did.
I did really. I wanted wanted the mustard. I wanted to say mustard as like a throw to Kendrick. But after that, I was just like, at the end, it's just me if I was like watching the game by myself.
Because I was going to say, I feel like that's the thing. Like, what do you say after a while? I would even feel struggling to be out there and be like, what do I talk about? It's just like, what do you say? You've got three giant hot dogs running around in a baseball field.
It was awesome. It was such a cool experience. And just thanks again to the O's. And let's go O's. They're playing the Cleveland Guardians tonight at 6:35. We love you.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We interrupt this show to bring you a midlife crisis moment with Kramer.
Y'all, Mr. Belding was 38 years old. Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell was 38 years old. The old ass principal from Saved by the Bell was 38 years old.
So I know I'm not helping. But two things.
Don't you dare say he was Mr. Belding. So I'll kick everyone.
I don't know who Mr. Belding is.
Stop.
And I did not watch Saved by the Bell.
Is his name supposed to sound like Bell Ding?
No.
Because Bell?
I work with a bunch of children on the show. Y'all, listen.
I
think you are.
I found out yesterday Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell was 38 years old on the show.
Okay.
And it's time for a midlife crisis with Kramer. In case you don't know, I turned 40 last year, and I'm in that phase of life. And if you're here, welcome.
You turned 41 last year.
No, I turned 40. Oh, I turned 42 this year, don't I? Yeah. Oh, my God. Damn, I'm almost 42. Oh yeah. My God, I'll be 42 in 2 months. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So like there's just some of these life moments where you look back, you're like, how did I get so old? And this, it's like we share in these moments. Yeah, I found out yesterday that Mr. Belding, who was the old ass principal on Saved by the Bell, was literally only 38 years old on that show, which is so crazy. So that led me down this rabbit hole of different TV shows that we watched where like the adults actually weren't that old as like we are now. And I thought we could go through some of these because it's going to really blow your mind that like these were just like people our age now and they actually weren't that old in reality. Like, for example, Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince was 45. Like, remember how old he seemed on the show? 45. That man was 45. He's literally almost my age now. Seems so old.
I think it was because of like the wisdom.
He seemed
and, like
right?
the regalness that he carried.
Do I seem like him now? Aunt Viv was 34 years old. She was your age.
Now that makes sense because Aunt Viv looked fantastic. But
she was so wise. She's not like a 34-year-old now. There's no way.
No, her voice felt like it needed to be like some sort of voiceover for Disney World or something, yeah.
Y'all, Danny Tanner, Bob Saget, rest in peace, 31 years old. He was 31.
So we're talking about the beginning
when it
of
first
the
started.
Okay, this makes sense.
He had three kids. That man had three children at 31 years old. Like, what? He was so young, and he seemed like just such an old person now.
That's why he needed so much help. That's why that house was so full. He couldn't do it by himself.
I'll give you one you'll know. Lorelai Gilmore.
Oh, she was 32.
33.
She was a hot young mom.
She was like 32, 33. Cool, she looked incredible. She was incredible.
The mom
and
of the
I knew
show
that.
Is like your age now.
That's fine.
It's
That's
just,
normal.
It's so, but how old was the daughter? The daughter was
16.
Like,
yes. She had her daughter when she was 16.
George Costanza. Seinfeld.
Season one. How old?
31 years old.
No.
George was 31.
Okay. All the other ones up to this point made
George
sense to me. That one does not.
George was 31 years old on Seinfeld.
What?
His mom, the actress on the show who seemed so old, Estelle, was 47 years old. And it really makes no sense. And then if you really want to start feeling old, I'm going to leave you with this one right here for this midlife crisis. So many of the actors on Friends were in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
They were literally like mid-20s. mid-20s. So there's your midlife crisis for today, y'all. We're just getting older. That's just wow. How it is. F around and find out. I know you've heard the phrase. Sometimes it's abbreviated as F-A-F-O online, right? And the point of the segment is going to be so you never have to fall for this again. Yeah? In case you don't know what that phrase means, Jess, we want to break it down maybe like what's a softer way of putting
F around and find out. Something that you tried.
Yes.
It failed miserably.
Yes.
And you'll never do again.
Perfect. And today this story comes to us via our producer, Charlotte, who unfortunately had to F around and find out this weekend. Charlotte, what happened?
Guys, I found out so hard this weekend. So hard. Mm-hmm. While you guys were having fun at the Orioles game, I was having FOMO in my bathroom.
No!
What did you do?
So Saturday night, I went to Hot Pot with my friends, and I love Hot Pot. You know, you get some spicy broth, and you throw in the noodles, and all the good meats and veggies, and everything you want.
It's right? yummy. It's delightful. I love it too.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, it's one of those places you kind of cook your own food.
Yeah, I would say.
You make your own soup.
Kind of comparable to Korean barbecue.
Yes, 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 yes.
The melting pot.
Sure. But more soup-like.
Yeah.
So I was the only person in my group that was like really worried about contaminating my soup.
Cross-contamination.
Yeah, so I got, everyone else was just using chopsticks to put their raw meat in the soup and then letting it like boil off in the soup.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, 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 I want a separate fork because that's scary to me.
Right.
Oh. Now, luck would have it that somehow everyone else was fine. But I got food poisoning.
It's always the one that tries the hardest.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
everyone else in the group was totally fine.
Completely
fine.
You're
the only one that got sick.
Yeah. I was the only one who suffered.
Ugh, that sucks.
So what'd you figure out? What'd you find out?
So I figured out you need to be very careful at restaurants where you're cooking your own meat.
Yeah, you can't F around at those kind of places, man. You can't F around.
You gotta go overcooked. And I really thought I had gone. Leaned in that direction, you know? So it's still a mystery to me. I don't know which piece of meat did it.
Maybe you just have to be more of a professional.
I think so. I think so. So maybe next time I'll consult the waiter and ask them, does this look
more tips?
Does this look proficiently hot potted to you?
Hot pot well enough.
Yeah.
I thought today what we could do is make a list of things that, like, because you already found out, what's like a one thing that you will never F around with ever again?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you really found out the hard way. Like, you really got burned. And so you're like, I will never F around with that again. So let's make a list. Mine, for sure. Hiring a shady tax guy.
You almost went to jail.
Man, y'all, I hired a shady tax guy. And Charlotte doesn't know this story.
He literally got in trouble with the IRS.
This tax guy was like, hey, listen, like, I know all these loopholes, like, especially for people that do broadcasting. Like,
not loopholes.
Y'all, yeah. And for those that know the show long enough, you were here for this saga, but
How much do you remember it was?
$515,000 I got a bill for.
Yeah.
And, y'all, I don't sit here and be like, oh, Kramer's a millionaire.
No.
I don't make that much money. $515,000.
He did. That much dodgy stuff. Oh my gosh.
I F around and found out, do not hire a shady tax guy. Do not do it.
Yeah.
Jess, give us one.
Never again camping at Coachella.
F around and found out. You already did that?
I did.
Why?
You're so brave.
The heat. You are sweating from the minute your eyeballs are open and they can see the sun. Actually, scratch that. It's dark outside and you're sweating. You're sweating through your braids and glitter on your face. Okay. And you can't escape it. You're literally in a sauna the entire time. And then at night, you're freezing cold. So during the day, you're melting. At the night, you're a piece of ice. Okay.
And there's not like shade there, is there?
Not when you're camping. Only in the tent that you're building.
Right.
The porta potties are worse than you could even imagine.
Yeah.
And the longer the festival is going, the scarier that they get.
That was a break.
Okay. Yeah. And imagine having to use them at night when there's barely any light out. In the dark, you're in a porta potty. And you're trying to have your cell phone light in there, praying to the Lord that it doesn't go into the hole of death. It's dark. And the showers? Hours. You're waiting in line for hours. There's dust everywhere.
F around and find out, man.
I will do Coachella again, but I'm never, ever camping ever again.
You F around, you found out what? James in Catonsville, you F'd around and found out what?
Yeah, I did.
What was it?
I ate an entire bag of Doritos and an entire Tostitos cheese dip.
Wait. First off, that's a lot of cheese, my guy.
Wait, what size bag are we talking? Like party size or like individual?
I think it was a party size.
Why? And then yes, we must know how that all turned out.
I just couldn't stop. Yeah. And before I knew it was all gone, and I was sick for 3 days.
No. Wait, you were sick for 3 days, as in like you like in and out of the bathroom for 3 days?
This all came through.
Yes, like 7 times a day.
No.
Sometimes that food just keeps on going. When I was a kid, I got stuck on eating those king cones, those sundae cones.
Oh, the ice creams.
I ate a whole box of those sundae cones. I was sick for like at least 24 hours, just bleh, on both sides. Both sides, man.
It's true, though. So sometimes you just can't stop.
Yeah, trying to find out,
too
man.
Much of a good thing.
Yeah, it happens. Hey, Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. You effed around and you found out the hard way. What is that?
I tried using pepper spray as Raid.
Okay.
To kill a bug? Why?
So, explain the situation.
I was about 15 years old, and I was sitting in my dining room doing my homework, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I saw a crane fly in the corner of the wall. I couldn't find any Raid, but I saw that there was pepper spray underneath the desk. That's where we keep it.
Yeah.
I thought, that's perfect. It'll work the same way.
Yeah, it'll blind the bug, obviously, so I can run away. Yes.
Yes. I stood up on my office chair.
Oh, God.
I went to spray it.
Oh, God.
I sprayed.
Yeah.
It came out bright orange onto the wall.
Yeah. Right under
and
the bug.
And I missed a little bit, so I sprayed a second time.
No!
Yeah.
I hit the bug.
Uh-huh.
Then the pepper spray hit me.
Uh-huh.
No!
Right, that was my fear, yeah.
Within 5 seconds, I was trying to run away. I slipped off of the office chair, fell face first into the floor.
Oh, yeah. My God.
My grandmother and my sister came out. Within a couple seconds, they were coughing and crying and sneezing. Long story short, we had to call the fire department to come in to clean it off the wall.
What?
Because we couldn't see, we couldn't speak.
You can't do it.
It was awful. For 3 weeks, my neighbors would ask me, Twanya, do you need any bug spray?
You effed around, you found out. I mean, it makes sense, though.
I'm just going to leave the bug.
But yeah. You can't eff around with that stuff. And I think pepper spray, anything, unless you were trying to ward off an attacker,
That
should be the only use for the pepper spray. But damn it, that's a great story now. Man. Thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good one. We're not done yet. We're not done. We got to talk to Christine, man. Y'all got some great stories today. This is Christine in Eldersburg. What's up, Christine?
Hello.
You effed around and found out. And this one, first off, how old were you when you did this? If you was older than the age of 7, there's no excuse.
Yes, I was definitely. I was early 20s.
Okay. All right. No excuse then. What happened?
Yeah. So as a kid, I loved Warheads. So my boyfriend and I at the time had bought a whole pack of Warheads.
Are we all familiar with the candy, Warheads?
Are those, are the sour hard candies,
the
right?
Super sour hard candies. Yes.
Sour on the outside, sweet on the inside.
Yes, got it.
So I think I popped like 2 in my mouth at once and it burned my tongue off.
It's
like,
not smart.
Like,
it's not smart.
Peel it off like, you know, sun poisoning when you get a sunburn.
Wait,
hang on, because are you telling me that there was a layer of your tongue that literally got removed from this candy?
Yes, and it took about a month for it to become normal again.
What?
You're telling me if you put 2 of those in your mouth, it will literally burn off a layer of your tongue?
Apparently.
Y'all, that's a biohazard. What are we doing? That's a bigger conversation. Wait, what?
This is an important health hazard for us to know. Jeez.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Yeah, y'all, you love some old bay. We learned that real quick when we got here. That's probably the first thing.
Yeah.
And if you're from here, like it's just normal, I understand. But like when Jess and I got here almost five years ago, you have to understand, we got here and we were like, wait.
The rest of the country is not aware. And it's bizarre, actually.
We were like, what is this? And it was cool because honestly, y'all were really, and you were sweet about it. It wasn't like it was a rude thing, but we were like, what is this can, this yellow and blue red can of what? And y'all like, this is Old Bay. And we're like, we don't know. We don't get what this is. And then the story just evolved from there, right?
And the whole point of the segment was to put Old Bay on things you haven't tried it on, because everyone was saying you could put Old Bay on anything. And we tested that theory. You cannot put Old Bay on anything, but you can put it on a lot of things that you probably would not have tried before hearing this segment. And this week is really cool because we actually turned to you to pick this week's item. And we're doing all foods that start with A. And it was between artichoke dip and something else. Do you remember what the other option was, Charlotte?
What was the option? The other one was apricots?
Maybe.
We're doing applesauce? Applesauce.
Because of April, we're doing A foods this month. So,
but you guys chose artichoke dip, and we're actually very curious about this, and I think this is going to be really good.
All right, let's bust it open.
And we'll try to put up another poll on the Instagram story today as well.
Perfect. So artichoke, I mean, this might be good. Spinach and artichoke dip. I mean, you know what it tastes like, but we can just,
Let me get this massive bag of
When it's my week to buy this stuff, it's just always a mess. Like, why do you trust the boys to go out and buy it? Like, I'm just so bad at getting all this stuff. I bought enough chips for the whole state of Maryland. If you want to swing by the studio today.
If you want a chip, we have one for you.
We've got enough chips for the whole.
Not enough dip, but a lot of chips.
You can come by. Everyone can come by and grab one chip today.
Wait, why can't I open it? I can't open it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You literally just open the bag.
I'm trying. Uh-oh. Should I? Do I pop it?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, I'm just going to turn Jess's mic off. It's going to sound really. Can you just open that? I'm going to turn your mic off until you open that bag. That's so, okay, there she goes.
I got it. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
All right.
Wait, artichoke dip solo dolo?
Yeah. Okay. So, enough chips for the state of Maryland. Literally, the biggest bag of chips ever in history time. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. It's solid. Now, if we add Old Bay to it, does it get better? Is our mission right now with the always dramatic Jess Dujra.
Okay, here we go. Nice scooping chip, if I must say.
Thank you. It's a very expensive bag of chips.
So. Okay, so.
$17.
I have artichoke dip. I'm putting the Old Bay on the artichoke dip.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Why are even your chip eating dramatic?
Oh my god.
Is it fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so good. Ooh!
Why did you buy it so big though?
This is like my ASMR dream.
I know.
A-Jess-MR.
Right.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Artichoke dip is like...
It's fire.
What? It's like savory. It's creamy.
It. Yeah, it's good.
The taste is so good. Old Bay, it's almost like, why haven't you been there the whole time?
Where you been?
Adding this kind of like spice, salty kind of vibe. Late to the party. I could literally put a bunch in here and I would just stir it up and eat it that way.
Simple question. To bay or not to bay?
Totally to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.